Rise and shine, everyone. It is Monday, December 7th, and I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick, and I hope you are ready to kick off your morning with all the best news from over the weekend. Today, we'll be taking a look at a new lawsuit regarding the alleged price fixing by many predominant poultry companies, as well as one state that's now offering a free round-trip ticket for remote workers. All that and more on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. To start things off this morning, we have a quick update coming out of the Trump legal team as Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney, has unfortunately tested positive for COVID-19. The president tweeted yesterday afternoon saying, quote, "At Rudy Giuliani, by far the greatest mayor in the history of NYC and who has been working tirelessly exposing the most corrupt election by far in the history of the USA, has tested positive for the China virus. Get better soon, Rudy. We will carry on." As for our second story today, President Trump on Friday ordered the Pentagon to pull out nearly all of the U.S. troops stationed in Somalia, who have been there fighting the militant terrorist group, the Al-Shabaab, for more than 13 years. But the troops aren't abandoning their fight entirely. Rather, they will be moving to bases located in Kenya and Djibouti, in which they will re-enter Somalia to conduct shorter missions against the Al-Shabaab. General Stephen Townsend, the commander of the U.S. forces in Africa, said, quote, "This action is not a withdrawal and an end to our efforts, but a reposition to continue our efforts in East Africa." Now for our third story today, we move away from politics into business, as Chick-fil-A, one of the nation's largest fast food chains, filed a lawsuit in an Illinois federal court on Friday against the likes of Pilgrim's Pride and Tyson's Food. The lawsuit alleges that these poultry companies have price-fixed their product by collectively slowing down production to increase prices. In the complaint, the company said it, quote, "purchased billions of dollars worth of broiler chicken from defendants and or their co-conspirators throughout the relevant period at prices that were artificially inflated." This lawsuit follows a string of legal discoveries this year, as the U.S. Department of Justice has charged 10 former and current employees from a number of different poultry companies while investigating this alleged anti-competitive behavior. Also earlier this year, the DOJ listed Chick-fil-A among a list of prominent grocers and restaurant chains as a victim of this alleged price fixing. This lawsuit also comes shortly after similar lawsuits have occurred this year, the most recent being Aldi's just last month, while Campbell Soup and the Golden Corral filed lawsuits in October. Now moving on to our next story today, the American pet retailer Petco filed what's known as an S-1 in order to launch an initial public offering after seeing an increase in sales during the pandemic. The company said it plans to be featured on the NASDAQ Composite with the rather appropriate ticker WOLF, and while filing its S-1, noted that this year there is an expected 4% increase in the number of households with pets, which would then create an additional $4 billion worth of demand for pet care products. As mentioned earlier, this decision follows the company's success this year, as for the first 10 months of 2020, their sales have increased by 9.6%, while also cutting down their net loss by more than 77% compared to 2018 and 2019. Now to end things off on a rather upbeat note this morning, our last story takes a look at how some states are handling a lack of foot traffic during the pandemic. The state of Hawaii has just recently launched a temporary residency program called Movers and Shakas, which offers those working at home a free round trip to the state's largest island and home of Honolulu, Oahu. The program is aimed at giving remote workers a place to work, while in turn helping boost the state's economy. In an interview with CNN, founder of the program, Jason Higa, said, quote, "Movers and Shakas is a small state step towards economic recovery and diversifying our economy." He went on to say that, quote, "We believe this situation presents an opportunity for local residents to return home and for out-of-state professionals to experience Hawaii not as tourists, but as contributing members of our community. Applications are open until December 15th, and to learn more about the program, visit moversandshakas.org. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Tuesday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.